All right, guys, welcome back. This is MGM Marketabilities Podcast.
Yes.
Today we got me, Lucas.
Uh-huh.
Angie.
I'm Angie.
And our special guest, Trina Wyckoff.
Hey, we love guests.
Good to be here with you guys. Thanks
that
so much
awesome.
For having me here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Angie, what are we talking about today?
Well, actually, Trina is the reasoning behind our topic today, right? Because some of the things that she shared with us just a moment ago, you know, about her business that's coming and her ideas, and man, do you have a lot of ideas.
I love ideas.
Yeah. It's just harnessing them all, right?
Harnessing, and, yes, that's always the deal.
Yes.
It's how do you make something work?
Uh-huh. So she says years ago, you're at the altar.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And JC, better known as Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit.
Yes. Mm.
Comes to you and says, you're going to make CDs.
This is true.
This music.
Is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, make CDs. I thought, okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Weird thing for him to say on a Sunday morning, but hey, it happens, right?
Yeah, especially, and it's funny for me because it's like, nobody makes CDs.
CDs
nobody,
anymore.
No, right.
Yeah.
This was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Was
so
a while ago.
If you're watching this and you're
listening,
like 20, right? And you're like,
it's
what
a
the
music,
frick
an
is
EP,
a CD?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Just think of Spotify, like an
there
album
it is.
On Spotify.
There it is. There it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, then you go back. I loved this story. So then you go back to your seat, and if you needed affirmation, a girlfriend sits down beside you. What does she say?
She says, I got to tell you something. She said, you're going to make CDs. And I went,
crazy.
Okay. And then she says, there's only one thing.
Mm.
You can't keep any of the money.
Can't keep any of the money.
And
right.
then I think my mouth probably dropped open
mm-hmm.
because those were the exact words I just heard at the altar, and nobody knew anything about it. And the truth was, I probably had already kind of forgotten because I thought, yeah, make CDs. Okay, whatever.
Right.
And that sounds terrible, but that's kind of where I was at. So,
so true.
Then she reminded me.
Yes.
Because I probably would have forgotten all about it.
There it is.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I don't even know what to say because
yes, you know what to say because he talks to you all the time too.
Well, no, and I'm going to get to that. Is it? I don't know why, but I'm always amazed whenever God speaks.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Especially whenever he's talking about maybe what your future is going to look like or what
really?
What you need to step into.
Right,
right.
Because there's a lot of times where I'm like, are you sure?
Right.
Like, are you being serious right now?
Correct.
Because what I've come to learn is God is actually pretty funny. About
yes.
some things, like
yes,
he has a sense of humor.
Yes, but he won't leave you alone until you do what he asks you to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So we should do something quicker.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm not always good at that.
No, you right. actually are pretty defiant, young lady. You're like
yeah,
no,
probably am.
And he keeps coming yeah. back, and he tells you again. You're like no, and then there he is, and you're like fine.
That's
yeah.
probably really true. Yes.
Yeah.
I know it is.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think you're literally better than most people when it comes to pushing into God's word because you actually did go do the CDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
She did.
Like you actually did it.
She said, okay, done.
I did. Yeah. I went to a local place, made some and mm-hmm. thought, hey, this is it. I'm done. Now
right.
what do we do
you're
next?
You're not done. You're just getting started.
And that was really where it was, but I didn't know that. You
right.
know? I had no idea that
right.
this would be something bigger than what I thought. But you know, when God gives you an idea or he gives you something, it's probably a lot bigger than what you can actually see.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, oh, it always is.
Yeah.
I always feel like we are, the dreams that we're dreaming are so small in comparison to
oh,
the plans
goodness.
That he has for
yes.
us.
Yes.
Yes.
That's one reason she walked into the marketing ad agency today.
Yeah.
Because now the world needs to know.
Yep.
You know, she's graduated, I think, from the CDs. She's learning that.
Yeah.
And you know, the special gift that she has is it's a service. And it just remember this word tringle, the tringle. So it's encouragement, it's positivity, it's hope. It's a message that can be delivered to you via your phone, text, email, carrier pigeon. We
carrier
could write
pigeon.
It. We could write
yeah.
it in the sky. We don't know yet.
I mean,
it's huge.
Growing Media has plenty of drones now.
It's going to be big.
So we can.
Drones.
It's going to be big.
We
yeah, we're going to just
do like
drop
a,
things
a drone
on people.
Drop of hope.
Yeah. We'll just drop it. Drop it like it's hope. Drop it like it's hope.
There you
oh
go.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh. Okay. Hey, that's free, by the way. That's your tagline. Okay,
drop so, it like it's hope.
Drop
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so you're gonna Trina, we're gonna sit down and make a parody. Okay. And it's gonna be cringy, but it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be so good. It's gonna be so good. But you know, you have the idea. And that's what's so frustrating sometimes for people, because you can get into your own head. You have a wonderful idea for a business. Heck, it even came to you by the Holy Spirit. He told you, here's what you need to do, you know, whether you choose to listen or not, okay? And then sometimes people get so overwhelmed by it, because what you just said was, it's just so much better than anything you could have ever thought of, right?
Yeah, well, and like, even for me, like, I've gotten a few things in the last few months, and I'm like, nah, that, like, I can't do that. I can't do that.
What?
You know? Like,
serve drinks on the beach in Bora Bora? Or no?
Well, no, I could totally do that. Yeah,
Let's go.
I could totally do that. But
okay.
I think that's a God one.
Yeah, right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's play him that.
No,
one.
But he's put a couple things on my heart lately, like calling me into something, and I'm like, that's too big for me. Like, I don't even have experience doing that.
Exactly.
And then he's like, you don't need to, because I'm the one that's paving
that's
the way.
Right. That's right.
And so that kind of brings me to, like, my next thing is, like, you know, in your business, and this is kind of for the viewer, you own a business, you're a freelancer, whatever you are doing, have you dedicated your business to God?
There it is. That's it.
Well, now that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. That is it.
Because I have noticed, you know, people who have fully dedicated, or they started their business, and when they first started their business, they were like, hey, Lord, this is yours. Mm-hmm. This is not mine. Do what you want with it. Mm. They've exploded.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, been a huge success.
I think that's a huge thing, is that many of us, and you talked about another business venture you've had, you know, why? And then all of a sudden you realize, I am blessed, and he's bringing me the business. He told me what to do. I did it. It's his, you know, and they keep coming. And what's been so cool over the years, people ask us all the time, how and why is it? Honestly, when you don't know, you just followed his plan and your heart. We've had people drive by the building to say, Christ is in there and he's going to use you guys.
So,
and we've had people come in and say that. And that will blow you away.
Right. Well, I was really drawn to you guys when the other day, like Lucas and I had talked, and when I was here the other day, and just kind of, you know, you feel like a drawing to things that Christ is pointing to you lot of times. There's just like, and then it doesn't leave you, like you mentioned. It just kind of keeps coming back and coming back and coming back until you do it.
Yeah.
If you want something new, or, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I always seem to feel like, you know, once you start kind of feeling, you know, that Christ-like energy in a place, then you can, you're just kind of drawn to it.
Totally.
Or you're scared away, depending on
both
where you're at in your life.
Totally.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would even say to business owners out there, and I'm not going to say I was always loyal in this regard, or I was always faithful in this, but you know how a pastor may get up front and say, hey, you know, they're going to have the tithe sermon, right? Which really turns people off a lot of times. I mean, you bring up money in the church, or you pass that plate and people can shut down. But it is so true that if you give with a giving heart and it's, you know, you're happy about it, it comes back to you immensely.
Yeah.
And I know that to be true, where you could even give to a point where it hurt for a minute, thinking, okay, is this really what I'm supposed to do? And then you get that wow blessing, and you're like, okay. And then you're almost even scared to acknowledge it, because it's so on point, and it was so there in the right time, right?
Yes. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and actually, in those moments, whenever your business may not be very good, income's low,
exactly,
things are at their worst, is actually the best time you can possibly tithe.
No doubt.
And best time you can possibly, like, volunteer and open up and just be of service, because that always comes back like tenfold.
That's right.
Yeah.
So right. Now, your business is unique in that this is the other thing that you may struggle with. If you are a service provider, if you are a talent, if you're a musician, an artist in any way, it's so hard to want to promote yourself, because you are, in fact, you embody everything that this business is. I mean, we can't do the Tringles without Trina.
Trina, yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah, for sure, yeah.
That's so why is that so tough, I wonder?
You know, I'm not really sure, except that you have to, okay, you have to realize that you're being used for this, mm-hmm. that it's not really, it's something God is giving you to do, and it's you that he's using, mm-hmm. but that's still kind of like rough. Like I could do somebody else's stuff a lot easier than
you're wanting to remain myself. Humble, I think. And it's like, I don't want to talk about myself, but it's the gift that you need to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. You're right. You're just so right.
You almost need to pull yourself out of the equation.
I think so.
Like you're just like a vessel, right? Like,
sorry.
Like, as like,
I'm good with that.
As bad as it sounds, as bad as it sounds, I was talking to a friend the other day about church and like, what is the whole point of church? And he was like, well, the way that I've started to view it is that church is really just a middleman.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Right. Yeah. And then whenever people come in, you're like, hey, welcome. You know, I'm cool and everything, but you should meet my friend Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And that's kind of the whole thing is what I'm feeling for Tringles is like you're just a vessel for you to show what real love is, what real mm-hmm. hope is, what real inspiration is.
Right.
Yeah,
the gift
exactly.
that God gave you. Right.
Yeah. And so once you start to take yourself out of the equation and realize it's all God, I feel like it'll be a little bit easier to market yourself.
Wow.
And that goes out for every business owner, right? Is like,
well said.
I've struggled with it because I'm like an audio engineer, music producer, and I do a lot of live work. Like I can do lighting and video and all that stuff for churches. Yeah. And I am good at it, but I have the struggle with it often where it's like, it's not necessary for the Holy Spirit to move. You don't need a big production. You don't need these lights. You don't need all this. But God has given me this gift and I've used it and I've actually seen it change people's lives through it. And mm-hmm. so I'm really starting to understand that now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so important, I feel like, nowadays. I mean, I just, you know, understand the Holy Spirit can move anytime, anywhere, wherever he wants to.
Yeah.
But with the way our culture is and, you know, where we are, you know, excellence is important if you're going to do something for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so you need to do it the best you can. So if you want to be the best you can, you're going to have those good lights. You're going to have good sound mm-hmm. or like nobody's going to want to listen to you. Right. I mean, that's just the truth. If you've got three guitars and a drum and, mm-hmm. and you know, a keys and three, four vocals, it just, you got to have it where it's mixed right. And it's the best it can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, when it's the best it can be, well, you know, I think there's maybe a possibility it could actually reach more people.
Oh, sure.
Because it's well done.
It is. Right. And it's an attention grabber. And, you know, you don't get that second chance to make a first impression. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just mentioned church, but, you know, church is the four walls as well. You can find Jesus anywhere. Yeah. So if you're, you know, struggling in your own life and maybe you, for whatever reason, you don't want to go into a church, there are people everywhere who would want to talk to you about that and reach out. And
That's some of the best conversations, actually.
No doubt.
It's like if you just go into a restaurant or somewhere and you're not in a big hurry. Mm-hmm. Like if you're in a big hurry, then you can't really notice things around you as much. But if you're just getting your food, sitting down, just, you know, talking to the person next to you, I think people still do that, right?
They do.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's really where the magic feel like happens mm-hmm. is on that personal level, mm-hmm. you know, and it just can change your day.
Yeah.
It just changes the day.
Look at her. She just led right into what a Tringle is. So when Trina calls you, it could be, you know, just a wonderful sound, and she's going to deliver, you know, kind of like the days of the old quartet. If, you know, if they would come up and harmonize and sing a little something. But your primary focus, I think, is to motivate and uplift and encourage with your words. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, with words and whatever I can come out of my mouth, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's words. Sorry.
And you have shared that people have received this call, this Tringle or jingle is a derivative there, but a lady, I believe, or somebody shared with you that she was going to take her life that day.
Yes.
And heard from you.
Yes. A lady called and she was saying this had happened, I guess, a couple months before. And she finally called to tell me. Most people don't call you, but this was like really awesome.
Yeah.
She said, hey, I was going home. I've been thinking about taking my life for a few months. I just can't take anymore. Mm. It's just too much. I've got too much and everything's just too heavy. So she said I had figured out what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. And I was driving home to do that. And she said the phone rang and I picked it up and I listened to it. And it was one of my triangles. And she said as soon as she got done listening to it, it was like the spirit just left her. That spirit of suicide left her. And she said she hadn't had it since.
Mm. That's incredible.
That's really incredible.
Do you remember?
I mean, that is just incredible.
Do you remember which one it was? Do you remember which one?
No, I don't. I don't remember which one it was.
Well, just give us a little sampling because they're all, one's just as positive as the next.
Okay. Sure. Here we go. I just want to make this day brighter. I just want to make this day lighter. To shine the light. To smile that smile. And sing a new song. I just want to make this day better.
Mm.
Wow.
And I hope you enjoy your day.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to give that to like everybody for like Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas. Those are my gifts from now on. You'll be getting a tringle.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
You will be given hope so you can go do the things you're supposed to do.
That's so good. And people have shared with you. Many times they call you back crying and they're like, you have no idea what you just did for me.
Right, right. That's actually the very first one. It happens. Yeah, it does happen.
It happens.
Yeah, and sometimes they might cry and not call me. But once in a while they do call. Yeah, the very first one I sang, that's what happened.
Wow.
And they called later that day.
The other story that I love, if for whatever reason you might need to receive a tringle, there's a family that they get together and they listen to it. They play it on their answering machine and they've got a dog inside. The dog has learned to sing along with Trina as she's doing her tringle. And so the dog goes out. The family can't get the dog to come back in the house. They play one of the tringles and the dog, I'm not kidding you, comes running.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it really happens. Right. So that's incredible. A new use for a tringle. Call your dog in the house. Okay?
Call your dog in the house.
Call your dog in the house with a tringle. That's it. My goodness.
That was the truth. I mean, yeah. I was like, are you kidding me? And she's like, no.
No doubt. But, you know, that's the other thing we want you to think about is, you know, in your own business, if it is in fact Christ-centered, if it is in fact an idea that he brought to you that you picked up, that you decided to take on, you decided to tackle it. And that's what you have to do a lot of times with some of his ideas. It's like, wow, what am I going to do with this beast, you know? But then it becomes so joyful and it's so meaningful. And as long as he's in it, we're in it to win it for sure.
Yeah.
But then you have to think about those businesses. If you own it or you work there and you feel the struggle and you feel the, not corruptness, but just it's not going well.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes maybe because it's just not centered correctly. Maybe there's just all the wrong things involved and around. And I would encourage you, if you feel that way and it's not improving, you know, maybe feel, look inward. How can you improve yourself so that it may be made better as well?
Yeah.
Right. And negativity is like just as strong as positivity.
Absolutely.
And so like if a negative thought gets in your head which obviously could with the way everything around us is right now.
And then that breeds more negativity. And then before you know it, everybody's just negative.
Yeah.
There they are.
Right. There they are.
Right there. The negatives, the Nancys, negative Nancy. Nothing against you, Nancy. But
But speaking of negatives, though, is that, you know, with God, it can be turned around in a moment.
It totally can.
In a moment.
No doubt.
And I know that a positive message from Trina could possibly do that because it already has, right?
Yeah.
For several people.
Website.
Yeah.
They need to find your website.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell them where to find you.
TrinaWyckoff.com. Mm-hmm. Spelled like a tree. TreeNa. Last name is W-I instead of Y.
That's it. W-I.
We don't want to Yeah, W-I-C-O-F-F. Wyckoff yeah. instead of sneeze.
That's so right.
There you go. TrinaWyckoff.com.
That's it. And then you can also follow her on social media and look out, world, because we're coming. We're going to package these things. You're going to be able to purchase Tringles. You're going to be able to purchase just a couple of minutes of meditation or motivation yeah. or mm-hmm. encouragement. And I tell you, I don't even know that we can put a price tag on it, because people need that so much right now. And yeah. and I know that you're still, she's grappling with that, but here's the deal. You cannot give away your services. You need to make a living. Mm-hmm. Just know that you'll give back, and just know that maybe that's the promise, you know, to God. And it's also a promise to yourself that you will be there to help others and make a difference in this world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's, I think, what we all really want.
That's right.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, people that have businesses, you want to make a difference in the lives of your customers that are coming in. You want to provide them best service that you can, the best products that you can.
That's right.
And in a timely manner.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Drop it like it's hope.
Oh, my gosh. I simultaneously love it and hate it.
I know. It's so weird. We might have to work on it. I mean, we'll go in the office and ponder.
Is that what we're going to work on this week?
I don't know. Drop it like it's hot. No, I hope.
We're not
hop,
going to.
Hop. No. See, it doesn't even rhyme. Why did it sound so much better the last time?
Drop it like it's hope?
Yeah. Is that what I said?
Or what was it? Yeah.
What was it?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Why did it sound so much better the first time?
I don't know.
It really fell flat that time, right? See, this is what happens here at Marketability. So, you know, it's just like sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You just need to know when to get out, right?
Okay. Well, it's time to get out. So.
All right. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah. I will put all of Trina's links and everything in the description.
Yes.
You guys can go. Please go find her. Go on her website. Reach out to her. Email her.
Unique.
Whatever.
Yes.
Bravo. And then you can obviously find Marketability's podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And Growing Media, you can find growing.media.
That's right.
Or growingmediamarketing.com.
Listen to the people of blog.
The people.
Oh, wait. We didn't mean to play that one. Or that one. That one is good. Go for it.
Okay. Well, we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks so much.